In the name of Allah, the All Beneficent, the All Merciful. Alif Lam Mim Ra. These are the signs of the book. That which has been sent down to you from your Lord is the truth, but most people do not believe in it. It is Allah who raised the heavens without any pillars that you see, and then presided over the throne. He disposed the sun and the moon, each moving for a specified term. He directs the command and elaborates the signs that you may be certain of encountering your Lord. It is He who has spread out the earth and set in it firm mountains and streams, and of every fruit He has made in it two kinds. He draws night's cover over the day. There are indeed signs in that for a people who reflect. In the earth are neighboring terrains of diverse kinds, and vineyards, farms, and date palms, growing from the same root and from diverse roots, all irrigated by the same water, and we give some of them an advantage over others in flavor. There are indeed signs in that for a people who apply reason. If you are to wonder at anything, then wonderful is their remark. When we have become dust, shall we be ushered into a new creation? They are the ones who defy their Lord. They shall have iron collars around their necks. They shall be the inhabitants of the fire, and they shall remain in it forever. They would press you for evil sooner than for good, though there have already gone by before them exemplary punishments. Indeed, your Lord is forgiving to mankind despite their wrongdoing, and indeed your Lord is severe in retribution. The faithless say, "Why has not some sign been sent down to him from his Lord? You are only a warner, and there is a guide for every people." Allah knows what every female carries in her womb, and what the wombs reduce, and what they increase, and everything is by precise measure with him. The knower of the sensible and the unseen, the all-great, the all-sublime, it is the same to him whether any of you speak secretly or does so loudly, or whether he lurks in the night or is open to view in daytime. He has guardian angels to his front and his rear, who guard him by Allah's command. Indeed, Allah does not change a people's lot unless they change what is in their souls. And when Allah wishes to visit ill on a people, there is nothing that can avert it, and they have no protector besides Him. It is He who shows you the lightning, inspiring fear and hope, and He produces the clouds heavy with rain. The thunder celebrates His praise, and the angels too in awe of Him, and He releases the thunderbolts and strikes with them whomever He wishes. Yet they dispute concerning Allah, though He is great in might. Only to Him belongs the true invocation, and those whom they invoke besides Him do not answer them in any wise, like someone who stretches his hands towards water, desiring that it should reach his mouth, but it does not reach it. And the invocations of the faithless only go awry. To Allah prostrates whoever there is in the heavens and the earth, willingly or unwillingly, and their shadows at sunrise and sunset. Say, "Who is the Lord of the heavens and the earth?" Say, "Allah." Say, "Have you then taken others besides Him for guardians, who have no control over their own benefit or harm?" Say, "Are the blind one and the seer equal? Or are the darkness and the light equal? Have they set up for Allah partners who have created like His creation, so that the creations seemed confusable to them?" Say, "Allah is the creator of all things, and He is the One, the All-Paramount. He sends down water from the sky whereat the valleys are flooded to the extent of their capacity, and the flood carries along a swelling scum. And from what they smelt in the fire for the purpose of making ornaments or wares, there arises a similar scum. That is how Allah compares the truth and falsehood. As for the scum, it leaves as dross, and that which profits the people remains in the earth. That is how Allah draws comparisons. For those who answer the summons of their Lord, there shall be the best of rewards. But those who do not answer Him, even if they possessed all that is on the earth, and as much of it besides, they would surely offer it to redeem themselves with it. For such, there shall be an adverse reckoning, and their refuge shall be hell, and it is an evil resting place. Is someone who knows that what has been sent down to you from your Lord is the truth, like someone who is blind? Only those who possess intellect take admonition. Those who fulfill Allah's covenant and do not break the pledge solemnly made, and those who join what Allah has commanded to be joined and fear their Lord and are afraid of an adverse reckoning. Those who are patient for the sake of their Lord's pleasure maintain the prayer and spend out of what we have provided them secretly and openly and repel evil conduct with good, for such will be the reward of the ultimate abode. The gardens of Eden, which they will enter along with whoever is righteous from among their forebears, their spouses, and their descendants, and the angels will call on them from every door. Peace be to you for your patience. How excellent is the reward of the ultimate abode. But as for those who break Allah's compact after having pledged it solemnly, and sever what Allah has commanded to be joined, and cause corruption in the earth, it is such on whom the curse will lie, and for them will be the ills of the ultimate abode. Allah expands the provision for whomever He wishes and tightens it. They exult in the life of this world, but compared with the hereafter, the life of this world is but a trifling enjoyment. The faithless say, "Why has not some sign been sent down to him from his Lord?" Say, "Indeed Allah leads astray whomever He wishes, and guides to Himself those who turn penitently to Him, those who have faith, and whose hearts find rest in the remembrance of Allah." Look, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance. Those who have faith and do righteous deeds, happy are they, and good is their ultimate destination. Thus have we sent you to a nation before which many nations have passed away, that you may recite to them what we have revealed to you, yet they defy the All-Beneficent. Say, "He is my Lord, there is no God except Him. In Him I have put my trust, and to Him will be my return." If only it were a Qur'an whereby the mountains could be moved, or the earth could be split, or the dead could be spoken to. Rather, all dispensation belongs to Allah. Have not the faithful yet realized that had Allah wished, He would have guided mankind altogether? The faithless will continue to be visited by catastrophes because of their doings, or they will land near their habitations until Allah's promise comes to pass. Indeed, Allah does not break His promise. Apostles were certainly derided at before you, but then I gave respite to those who were faithless, then I seized them. So how was my retribution? Is He who sustains every soul in spite of what it earns comparable to the idols? And yet they ascribe partners to Allah. Say, name them. Will you inform him of something he does not know about on the earth, or of what are mere words? Rather, their scheming is presented as decorous to the faithless, and they have been barred from the right way, and whomever Allah leads astray has no guide. There is a punishment for them in the life of this world, and the punishment of the hereafter will surely be harder, and they have no defender against Allah. A description of the paradise promised to the God-weary. Streams run in it, its fruits and shade are everlasting. Such is the requital of those who are God-weary, and the requital of the faithless is the fire. Those whom we have given the book rejoice in what has been sent down to you. Among the factions are those who deny a part of it. Say, "Indeed I have been commanded to worship Allah and not to ascribe any partner to Him. To Him do I summon all mankind, and to Him will be my return." Thus we have sent it down as a dispensation in Arabic, and should you follow their desires after the knowledge that has come to you, you shall have against Allah neither any guardian nor any defender. Certainly we have sent apostles before you, and we appointed for them wives and descendants, and an apostle may not bring a sign except by Allah's leave. There is a book for every term. Allah effaces and confirms whatever He wishes, and with Him is the mother of the book. Whether we show you a part of what we promised them, or take you away before that, your duty is only to communicate, and it is for us to do the reckoning. Have they not seen how we visit the land, diminishing it at its edges? Allah judges, and there is none who may repeal his judgment, and he is swift at reckoning. Those who were before them also schemed, yet all devising belongs to Allah. He knows what every soul earns. Soon the faithless will know in whose favor the outcome of that abode will be. The faithless say, "You have not been sent by Allah." Say, "Allah suffices as a witness between me and you, and he who possesses the knowledge of the book."